Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamed Zayinim Abayz. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Zayinim and Aleph, five lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Ben Katan Asa Shnei Masar Dal Likir. Tanu, we learned in the Braisa that the reason why he did this was Kadesh Yu Shnei Masar Achav HaKayhanim HaSukim B'Tamid Mikachi Dev Ragnei B'Vasachas. He did this that the 12 Kayhanim who were Isaac and the Tamid that needed to wash their hands, that they should be able to wash their hands all together or not, and not fight. Tana, we learned in the Braisa that Shachris Bimlayai when the kir was still full, so Mekadi Jadav Ragav Minaelion. So they would wash their hands from the upper spout, and Arvis Biridasai when the water already in the kir was lower, so Mekadi Jadav Ragav Minatachtan. They would wash their hands from the lower spout. Va'afu Asa Mukhni Lakir. We said that Ben Katan also donated a Mukhni. My Mukhni. Amrabai Gilgolo the Hava Mishakale. It was some sort of pulley system with a wheel that would submerge the kir underground into a bar filled with water to make it that the waters wouldn't become possible with the psulina. Munbaz HaMelech also called Yadas HaKelim V'chulu. We said that Munbaz HaMelech, he donated it, that the money of that the Kelim of Yom Kippur, that their handles should be made out of gold. In fact, the Gemara Navdinu did who the Zav. Why didn't he donate money that the Kelim themselves should be Zav? Why dafka the handles? Rabbi Biyadas HaKelim, because what he donated was the handles of the knives, and a knife you can't have made out of gold. It won't cut very well. How could you say that he only donated that the handles of the knife should be gold? But we learned in the Braisa that Afu, that Munbas, he was also Kane Kalim, Vaigne Kalim, Vyadeis Kalim, Vyadeis Akinin, Shal Yom Kippurim, Shal Zav. It says separately, Yadeis Kalim and Yadeis Akinin. So obviously Kalim is not Sakinin. So you see, even besides the Sakinin, he donated gold that there should be, that the handles of the other Kalim should be made out of gold. So we still have Rakasha. Why didn't he just donate money that the Kalim themselves should be made out of gold? Targuma Abaye, Bekatata, did not give. Even though it's Kalim is not referring to the actual knives, but still referring to other cutting utensils that were used to cut, and therefore they couldn't be made out of gold. That she donated money that there should be some sort of golden chandelier by the Pesach Ha'echal. We learned in the Braisa that when the sun would rise, so the chandelier would glitter. Everyone knew that it became Zman Kriyashma. A person who says Kriyashma at the same time that they said it in the Beis HaMikdash, the same time as Anche Mishma and Anche Maimid, so he's not Yoitz. Because the Anche Mishmar, they say Kriya Shema too early, and the Anche Maimed, they say Kriya Shema too late. So how could you say that when the chandelier would glitter, they knew it was Zman Kriya Shema? We see that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Kriya Shema at the Zman Kriya Shema. Rabbi, Lishar Amid de Yerushalayim, in Echanami, in the Beis HaMikdash, those that were the Anche Mishma and the Anche Maimed, they did not say Kriya Shema Bizmanai. When we said that when the chandelier would glitter, they would know that it was Zman Kriya Shema, it means everyone else in Yerushalayim would know that now it's Zman Kriya Shema. But in Echanami, the Anche Mishma had already said Kriya Shema, and the Anche Maimed weren't going to be saying Kriya Shema for another few hours. That Hilni Amalka, she donated money to have a golden tablet that had on it the Parsha Saita, so that when the Kohen would write down the Parsha Saita, he didn't have to take out a Sefer Torah to copy it. He could just copy it from this golden tablet. Shmas mina kaisa megillah tinek l'slamin ba. L'char, you see from here that it's mutter to write down a Parsha, even just an individual parsha, in order to teach a child, which is a machlekes. So you see from here that it's mutter, because all she had written on the tablet was the parsha saita. Amrish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, no, but Aleph Beis, it wasn't actually written the actual parsha saita, it was just the Rashi Tevis of the words of the parsha. Meis Fei Frakti Gemara, Kishu Kaisei, when the Kohen would write the parsha saita, so Raya Vekaisei, Mashakasa Betabla, he would write over what he saw on the tablet. So it's mashma that the actual parsha was written on the tablet. Says the Gemara, no, Ema Raya Vekaisei, Kit Mashakasa Tablet. He would write over like what he saw on the tablet. On the tablet, it just said the Rashi Tevis, and he would write down the actual parsha. And what does it say on the tablet? It would say the actual words of the pasuk. So it said the actual words of the pasuk. So says the Gemara. It said some of the words. It said the first few words of each pasuk, and then it said the rest in Rashi Teva. So she didn't actually have the actual parsha written, and therefore there's no raya from here that it's mutter to write one parsha in order to teach a child.